Thanks for joining us for another week full of inspiration with the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today we have Lisa Rennie Seitzma from Hopkinton, Massachusetts. Lisa's a Christian Science practitioner and teacher.
Is it easier to be free from bad things or to have the freedom to have and to do good things? Both freedom from and freedom to may feel hard to come by. Political laws may seem to trap people in injustice, while material laws trap them in sickness and injury. And even if we have freedom from, say we have all the political rights in the world and are simultaneously wealthy and enjoying good health, humanly speaking, there is no such thing as an unlimited freedom to. A good example of this can be found in the Declaration of Independence, the 250th anniversary of which is being celebrated in the United States this year. The Declaration demanded freedom from tyranny and insisted on each individual's freedom to have life and liberty and to pursue happiness. Note that this implies that happiness is something we may not already have. God has given us the right to pursue it, the Declaration states, but no one can guarantee that we'll have it, either now or in the future. But did God give us the freedom merely to pursue good? Or has He, in reality, already given us every truly good thing? A century after the Declaration was signed, Mary Baker Eddy went well past the sense that God only gave His children the freedom to pursue happiness. She insisted that God gave each of us the right to impart it, right along with truth and health. That's a lot to take in. But the simple act of turning wholeheartedly to God sets our feet on the right path. If our motive is to serve God and our fellow man, then nothing can stand in the way of our freedom to see the infinite good God has bestowed upon each of us. We are the completely spiritual expression of God, good. Acknowledging this enables us to act on it, allowing us to discover and demonstrate our innate freedom.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.